you know, our livestock haulers have been considered essential employees throughout the last year, and I think that they have taken real pride in that live haul piece. I will say that the driver shortage is something that we continue to work on. I've heard that, you know, there is a shortage even in the drivers that are bringing the inputs onto farms and ranches. I mean, so it really is across the board. We continue to work with lots of other ag groups that are really feeling the pinch right now. And that driver shortage has been around for a while. You have some groups that agree, some groups that don't believe there's a shortage, but the numbers don't lie. And at the end of the day, it's causing costs to go up. And that cost, you know, ends up back on the in the producer's lap. So we continue to try to work with other groups in ag to address the driver shortage. And that's something that's absolutely on our radar. One of the other areas that we continue to work in is also truck weights. There is a 10-state pilot program for 91,000 on six axles that we continue to work with the Ship Coalition on. We're working through these transportation bills to try to get this pilot program language in. And honestly, the goal there, with heavier trucks, we can put more cargo, more cattle onto trucks, which takes trucks off the road, which means that with the driver shortage, if you have less trucks, you know, we'll be able to balance that out a little bit more. It won't be the, you know, the final point to end the driver shortage, but it certainly will be a step in the right direction.